The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
Woo-wee! It's 900 BC, guys. One, two. Sorry, I'm counting my volume clicks, bros. I'm my own producer. I don't know if you guys know. Can you believe it? I don't have another guy. Boo. Anyway. 900 BC, guys. I brought in the most regular of the regulars, right? The boys wanted to get together. I think Jared said he has a... Well, I remember. I'm not going to tell you. He had a highlight reel. Anyway. I'm not going to spoil it for you. Today, the regulars of the regulars, Skywalker, Blake, Scala, and Jared Helfer. For the 100th, what we're calling the 100th, although we all know there's a little wiggle room there, episode. Do we have a sponsor? No. But I do need to change the cat litter, so we're going to go with cat litter. What's my favorite cat litter? I'm cheap, so I go with Kitty Diggins. Now, you can get Kitty Diggins at Walmart. So there's other cheap stuff. I'm sure Alley Cat makes a fine clay litter. I like a clay litter. So that's what I'll be buying. I don't know if I'll be getting Kitty Diggins. I don't think there's a Walmart on my way. Either way, today's show, not in any way affiliated with cat shit. Kitty Diggins. It's cheap. It's clay. It's litter. All right. All right, we're calling today's episode... 900 BC, 5 stars, regular episodes, saw ghost, won't be back. Let's get into it with Jared Helfer, Blake Scala, and Skywalker.
It's already started. You're in too deep,
man. Oh, we are.
Where are we?
There's no strategy. I have no strategy. There's zero strategy.
Fuck yeah.
What a fucking great quote, right? One more time.
There's no strategy. I have no strategy. There's zero strategy.
Vibes, dude.
Oh, dude.
Man, and boy, did he ever predict his own highs. Did he not?
His own highs? What did you mean?
His career highs. He said he was going to be president. And boom, he became president.
Man. Who? I mean, don't get me wrong. There are reluctant presidents, but... Of the presidents, most of them were like, I'm going to be president, right?
Bro, speaking of...
So that's not a unique trait.
When they roasted his ass, he knew he was going to be president.
Dude. Yeah. Can I get a Hams?
What, you don't like the Miller Lite? You don't like the Light Pilsners?
For the 100th.
The 100th? It's a Hams, dude.
Official sponsor.
God damn it. We had a fucking Hams. 100th episode, we got no fucking
Hams. No fucking Hams. It's a good thing I brought all that fucking Pilsner. Miller Lite.
We can share. We can all take sips.
The rumors
how about
of
this?
Ham's
how about you drink? How about you drink
whatever?
Just drink all of that and piss in my mouth. I'll get what's left of
all
it.
All right.
Getting the problem. You said pills.
I had a ham.
I do need to do more
range.
Pills.
More pills.
If we just do like a trickle down kind of thing where you pour it into Aaron's mouth and then it spills over
a human fountain,
a ham's.
Yeah.
A human ham's fountain.
It's like those crystal glasses they stack up, but with. Yes. Sculpted males.
But
for the 100th, that would
yes.
be a romantic photo, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, dude. I think that's on the calendar.
I like
for
it.
Sure, dude. That's
hell
December,
yeah.
If I have anything to say about it.
You got to try it.
Oh, you put a little mistletoe above
Happy
it?
New Year, baby.
Happy New Year. I'm thinking Easter. It's hams.
Well, okay. Okay, Easter because you have a ham on Easter. Is that what people do?
I guess that's
good Christian folk.
Good Christian folk, yeah. Colonizers.
That means every day
like
is Easter for me, huh?
Wait.
Whoa.
I eat a big ham every single day.
Forgive me, isn't pork not kosher? Isn't that
including
a thing?
Pork bone. Is not
kosher. Or can it be kosher if done right?
Anything with a hoof isn't kosher.
So is that why Christians eat ham on Easter, just to rub it in the yeah, Jew's face, dude?
Yeah.
They're like, by the way, we're still going to heaven, dude. Still going to heaven.
Yeah, we just got to go. Sorry.
And the Jews are like, well, we ain't going to hell. I can tell you that. You know what I mean?
Or are we? Who's to say? No one knows.
Who did you guys wake up to have Jesus killed?
Poncho.
During the Sabbath.
Poncho Pilate.
Yeah. Poncho Villa. Poncho Villa, I believe Poncho, it was. Yeah. This is woke in the early 1900s down in the Southwest.
They woke him up on the holiest of days.
He's the most casually dressed traitor.
He was the first guy with an earring, wasn't
mythology.
He? Yeah.
God damn it.
What are you coughing up a lung for over there, dude?
Because he smacked this
I'm waiting
fucking
to welcome the audience to the 100th
Poncho
episode.
Poncho Pilate killed it, baby. Poncho
you're still reeling on the high of winning the drive contest, dude.
That was like my one good hit.
I bet you he got him with fruit, too, dude. He got close to him like fruit, like a wild animal.
Yeah.
I don't think we should hang out before the podcast because I'm already tired of talking to you guys. And then we got to...
Makes
just
sense.
Starting, you know.
Well, I'm gonna say there's just gonna be a lot of
that would be
staring.
Funny. We're just like, I got nothing to say to you. That's like your whole podcast,
dude,
like
silence.
He has one bad swing, dude. He's just gonna take it out on everybody,
Jared,
for the rest of the night.
Coming through with, I would say, the most consistent drives, though. You know,
yeah.
Me and Sky would get distance, but we couldn't aim at all.
Hey, I.
And then
I did good. I think you know
you
I hit a car.
A car.
That was nice.
Yeah, that would tell me that sound wasn't it, amazing.
That's all I experienced of it. So you guys
we were edging the whole time. Like, ooh, yeah.
I shouldn't have planned it in your head. Because right when we got there, I was like, "Be careful, because you can hit the cars." And then everyone
was
like,
"That the whole way."
Everyone's
down.
Like, "Hell,
why the fuck are those idiots parked there?"
Yeah. Yeah, we go about 320 hard right.
What kind of card was that?
And that was a Toyota Corolla.
Toyota Corolla. White Toyota Corolla.
They got money.
Silver, maybe. I don't know.
Silver. I got to tell you
it's
what,
almost
though.
Intentional. You park
I
right
made
there,
it more aerodynamic. The wind's going to go right over.
Speed
that.
Holes, dude. Speed holes.
Fucking right, dude. You're welcome, by the way. Like, I don't go up there and hit you with an invoice.
I mean, they were like birds. They were hawks, ravens, like gophers.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to.
It was very outdoorsy. It was a lot like a Bambi film, but golf too.
With a challenge, you know. You're the
sometimes there aren't deer out there, dude. That's a fun. It's like the forest. Pennsylvania is the forest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes there's like deer and shit like on the middle of the fairway, and you're just like, well, I guess we play through. I mean,
well,
fuck it.
I guess they're suicidal. They're like masochists. I guess. Yeah, we got that masochist deer.
Dude, we played through 100 episodes. How about that?
Pretty crazy. This is...
Well, you did.
I can't believe it.
Okay? Sort of the 100th episode.
Yeah, you all right?
Well, I don't know how... We've had like 105 publishings at least, I think, but well, I don't know.
Yeah, this is about 104. This is nothing special.
Oh, yeah.
But this is the celebration of... It's like a late birthday. You know what
I
mean?
We don't care about publishings. We're talking episodes.
That's true. This is episode 900. The number's been reserved.
Unless you count the first episode of you fighting with Mike 1, Mike 2, and Mike 3. I don't know who those guys were, but that was a doozy.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Started off strong.
I don't listen to any of them without me. That's all I care about, dude.
Just like photographs, dude.
I think I've listened to every one.
I've listened to almost most of them. Yeah. Almost most of them.
Yeah.
Here and there. Yeah.
Well, you edit all of them, so you've listened to all of them.
No, I don't edit them. I mean, I edit them, but like I listen sometimes 15 minutes to remember what happened that day. It like sparks my memory, and then I have something to say for the intro, and then...
There was like a funny time, like 2 weeks ago, I think the girl from Ipanema played.
Yeah.
Like on the bar or something like that, and you were like, Jared, I use this for... A fun fact, I use this for transitions, you know, during the podcast. I'm like, I might be the only person that knows this. Why are you telling me this? There's three people in the world who know this information.
Anytime we lose like a section of audio, I just play the girl.
He plays the Amy Winehouse version of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Hey, fun fact, secrets are being revealed.
Oh, yeah.
100th episode.
Whenever that's I edit, I would just use a static noise between... edits and stuff. Yeah.
Is that what you do?
Cosmic background radio.
I had a record scratch for it, but it's an extra step.
Why have an extra step?
No, you got to have a little music in there. You fuck with somebody. You make them think their iPhone started magically switching songs or switching apps. It's a good thing to fuck with people like that. It's
yeah,
good.
And it's a
sweet especially
little,
if it's a good song. You
and it's
know
a sweet
I mean?
Little like 15-second clip. It's nothing much.
Yeah, it's not like you're playing R. Kelly. Then you get people, ooh, listeners, leaving.
Yeah.
You don't play R. Kelly no more.
Joe Beam? Is that who did the original?
Unless you're at a Puerto Rican bar.
Hey, we played the Lost Prophets a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that guy was like a kid raper. Is that right? Is that what you're trying to say?
Hey, he was trying to. He didn't get, yeah. to,
didn't
it,
get to it. But
I guess it's the thought.
A little
that
heavy
counts.
On the sentence. Yeah, really. Yeah, yeah.
I was surprised it was not on Spotify.
It's like Christmas.
Huh.
They did not have it on
like
Spotify.
Presents. Yeah.
That's actual canceled, you know? I mean, no, they never proved he or he did a crime, though, right?
I mean, he was convicted.
Okay. So, yeah.
There's issues.
That's one of the go to prison with that charge, child rapist or attempted child rapist.
What do you think is going to happen?
You say mega lols.
What do you think is going to happen?
Mega lols. Didn't he say that?
Yeah.
Mega lols.
Mega lols.
That's what he tweeted.
If anything, I think that helps prevent, you know, people who have those thoughts are like, yeah, you know, it's this or, you know, 10 years of getting fucked on the ass or having a fucking 50-pound plate smashed over my face. You know what?
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to go to work today. I don't mind working a fryer.
That's one wacky guy.
Yeah.
That's one wild and crazy guy, huh?
Do you guys like OJ on stuff? Like, I think he's fun. I'm not going to lie. You know what I mean? But he's still a murderer. A lot of people think anyway.
I think OJ was great in Naked Gun. I think he was.
Yeah, Nordberg.
I think he was, yeah. And I,
was there any sequels with OJ, or was he just in the one?
He was in two. He was in two of them.
Oh, I don't remember. I'm was sure he's in two. Amazing, yeah,
I think he's in two.
I mean, don't get me wrong. He's a terrible person because evidently he might have murdered some people. Like
I don't find a big problem with murder. To
listen,
be honest.
To be honest
the
with you,
trial
you come
great
home.
TV of the 90s.
If one of you guys told me you murdered someone and got away with it, I'd be like, hell yeah. And I would fist bump you, and that'd be it.
You
I would think about it a little bit, but like.
But you wouldn't care
if I wouldn't go fucking turn you in or something.
You wouldn't care why, though.
Wow, dude, this guy fucking killed a dude.
He'd have two questions. He's like, dude, can we see the body?
Yeah.
Back in college, you know, some fucking guy.
Accidents happen. You know what I mean?
We fucking hit him over
the head. Or on purpose.
Don't go taking wild stabs in the dark, dude. Might kill somebody.
It's a prank.
Yeah, it was a
prank gun weird.
It was an accident, dude.
Yeah, ask Alec Baldwin, dude. It happens.
I mean, it depends. Brand. If you were like, I picked up this hitchhiker, I just felt it that day.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, actually, it was my roommate, you know? And we never even fought. Just one night, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I just crushed his head. You know? I just crushed his head.
That's what I did. No. I used the Bosch air fryer we had.
Yeah, we just got an air fryer.
I guess I did have a friend who
and
was a murderer.
We wanted to try it out.
Did a you? Friend or an acquaintance?
I've talked about this before. His name was Silas. When I was home, that was his fake.
How could you not be a murderer?
Yeah, he made up the Silas name. That's like actually once you murder, everyone takes a vote who's in the murderers. They're like, okay, we have to rename him. He's great.
All in favor of Silas. Aye.
Roy.
No, but he said, that was Silas. A fake name. But he said he walked in on some dude fucking his mom and he killed the fucking guy.
His
was like,
dad.
Was this this consensual? He never answered if it was consensual or not, so we never really figured out. But
you ruined this family.
Wow, that guy's got real.
But
issues.
He stole a fucking car, and he said he started driving, and then he had to ditch the car, and he just burned it, and he got on a fucking train, and wound up in Oregon, and started calling himself Silas.
Okay,
it makes sense, dude. You can do that. Yeah. I think.
Here, you That's want tough, the real? Though. You want the real story?
I have a video with him on my computer.
Yeah,
you just don't get driver's license or what?
I think the real story is his name is probably fucking Ben. He lives a block around the corner.
He did look like a Ben.
Yeah.
Do you think it was actually telling you the truth?
He's like, there's something you
don't know. Yes. He was telling me the truth, I'm pretty sure.
Or was he one of those improv geniuses?
No, dude.
Did he show you the murder weapon?
He was very fucking quiet all the time. And I was like,
he had something to
hide. I felt bad for him. So I would try to talk to him and get him to open up because he didn't talk to anyone. He was just, he talked like this all the fucking time, too.
Yeah.
Super low voice, super intimidating guy, but I was trying to be his friend, and he started opening up a little bit too much. I was like, "Let's."
To me, it seems
close
like
it back down.
Silas, okay, I know enough that I could be.
Silas seems like a selfish kid through and through, though. He left his fucking mother to clean up the mess again.
Oh yeah, what happened to the mom, dude? What's the story on that? What happens to the mom?
Yeah.
She helps her son get away with murder.
I think he was in one of the Carolinas.
Silas' mom.
Obviously helped his mom get an extra 35 minutes with rigor mortis setting.
Probably like 2015 when he did it, I would say.
Like talking about crimes on a podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you hear like young
people. Well, there's a lot of podcasts about solving crimes. We just talk about the ones that are still.
Yeah. Dude, how about like Young Thug, the Young Thug news?
I don't know anything about this.
That doesn't make
sense. Like a rapper. He's really great.
Good a guess.
Is he
good
a great rapper? One of the great rappers?
I think he's pretty fun.
None of us know who he is because he's one of the greats.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Yeah. What would he... Slime Season?
Oh, yeah.
That's his album.
One of his albums.
Anyway, he just like got arrested for like seemingly... running a criminal gang in Atlanta. Like most rappers are like,
they're not gangsters.
Joke about it.
Thug life.
Well, a lot of them, you start off, but then you make it in music. It's like, let's transition out of the fucking crime.
Yeah, Young Thug never did that.
Why would you not do that?
I don't know. Yeah, get your bag, as they say. But now he's being like,
Jared's been to the ghetto university, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're gonna fucking 6ix9ine him.
It's really wild. And like, they're using his raps in court.
I keep seeing all those memes?
Probably.
There's a lot of memes where people are like singing along to that while like a cop arrests somebody or something to that. Okay.
Is that crazy what? So they're basically going to say, on this time when you wrote this song, these are the dates because you say them in your song. He's not giving out dates in
his
music.
That seems like kind of a case, like whether you can use your fucking
music?
Artistic creations.
I think they also go, we also have 9 years of you confessing to murders and stuff. That's probably what they'll use
that.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
But you like, put that you over a beat.
Yeah, they're like, you keep saying specific people's
what?
Names.
Oh, you have the court stenographer, dude.
Yeah. It's like, I was just doing a... rap or whatever. Yeah, if
you said
like
the
Rozelle,
street it happened.
Yeah. And like, exactly, dude.
And that's quote, North and Charles, you tuck your balls.
When
blah,
I was
blah,
15
blah.
Years old, would
now
that have been
1980?
You ever hear Rozelle, the rapper?
No.
No he one's heard like, of it. You're like the
you're
Beastie
into
Boys.
He's
in
it. You're too deep.
Jared
into
just
the
sits
trap,
in his room listening to music, watching movies at all times.
He's got movies at 1.5 speed while he listens to music.
I don't get it.
Underneath all that hair is plugins. He's like Johnny Mnemonic, dude.
Yeah, I am.
To be lucid dreaming, dude. You get so much shit done, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. I don't know what.
You
think
lucid dream, is that what you said?
He has to be doing. He lucid dreams and he writes his jokes in his fucking dreams or something. I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just. Life is fun.
Do you change your prescriptions?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of cool shit. I don't know. Yeah. No secret to it.
To happiness?
Hand me a Miller, please.
Yeah. Basically.
There it is.
Happy, yeah.
You got to reach, dude. I can't do it all. There it is. Thank you.
Oh, dude, what?
Well, congratulations on 100.
Did you send me
episodes?
Did you send me a file? You sent me a file.
He sent you something.
That's cool.
Yeah, we can try this out.
We did our due diligence.
Sorry, I almost got Instagram locked. That would have been so dumb.
What was your favorite episode?
I don't have a favorite, but there were some pretty... good stories. Jared had a really good story one time about puking himself at a party.
That one's... yeah.
That was a good one.
I don't know. What was it? What's a good one?
There's some pretty good ones in there.
My favorite of mine is probably me, Corey, and Adrian. That was the most fun.
Yeah.
When Adrian almost walked out?
That was great.
That was a good one.
You guys got him fired up.
Family Matters.
Yeah, that's a good one. Family Matters, dude. Poor guy. We love you, Adrian.
He'll be all right.
All right. What's this file, Jared? You want to set this up at all?
This is, I've been listening to, every episode recently over the past month. I've done nothing for a month but listen to the podcast. And I've just.
Doing the Lord's work, as they say.
Doing the Lord's work. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I have my invoices, I'll bill you for all this time.
Of course.
And I am not cheap, my friend.
Well, the Reggies have been paying the tab.
Paying those.
Yeah.
All those. Have you ever gotten an email?
I've never checked. I checked one time a long time ago and my dad sent me one. And it was like, audio issues on episode, like, and it was like an episode we hadn't done yet. It was like You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah, like we were on episode 980, and some he was cryptic, like, oh, he's like on episode 933. And I'm
some
like,
cryptic dad text. Yeah. Well, keep them coming, Reggie's.
I should check that more. Unopened email at yahoo.com.
No, I swear we had a great episode one time that you didn't record half of, and I...
Oh, for sure.
You've done it in about four episodes.
I've missed 15 minutes a lot, and then I missed like half an episode many times. We got lucky one time on the 4th of July, though, because we got snip-faced with Izzat. Remember Andrew Izzat?
Yes.
And then we all did like a podcast, I think, after that, and it was 4th of July, and it was an absolute train wreck.
Yeah.
And it got lost somehow. Half of it did. Half of it.
It's probably my favorite episode.
The second half.
That's my favorite episode.
Is it?
The lost one.
What is it with him? Yeah. Every time Izzat shows up in town, we always meet him. He was at that Mario's. We did shots with him there.
Yeah, he's a mover and a shaker.
I mean, he shows up. We start to drink. There's something about that guy. Makes us want to do shots.
Izzat's a fun time.
He's got a good haircut. He seems like he has it together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He's like, I can drink with you guys. We're fine.
Corey, Cuba, and Heinle would have been a great episode without the audio.
I always try to get fucking Heinle.
The one where Heinle called in.
We should try to call him right now.
Yeah,
he's probably working. Let's see what happens.
100th episode, dude.
He won't fucking answer.
Fan favorite who needs to come back.
I can call his real number or Facebook number. What do you think?
You can do his real number so he knows you're serious.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't even answer.
And then
Facebook
if he doesn't
calls.
Answer, you text him immediately. You say, "What kind of fucking friend are you?"
Yeah.
Hmm?
You know what my favorite episode
is? I leave you
is?
A 5-star review. This is how you do me.
Yeah.
Oh, that is loud. There you go.
Whiskey Rebellion was a fun one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
The one where you guys got Johnny to fucking scream at everybody. You got him drunk or something.
When we all were Bernie Sanders.
Johnny Smith?
Yeah.
Oh, like last week?
Yeah.
I didn't listen to it yet.
Remember the Bernie Sanders episode where we had Bernie Sanders on?
No. That was lost also.
Yeah. That was lost? God damn it. Yeah.
What didn't the record. Fuck?
That's weird.
Bernie made me actually get rid of it.
Okay. Yeah.
His people did.
Is not available.
Damn it.
Message after the tone.
Eric, this is Douglas. It's the 100th episode, and you're not here, dude. You can't even answer your phone.
Start doing comedy again.
You're never gonna be nothing, dude.
Piece of shit. You flew me in from Iowa for this shit.
All right.
This
shout
is Bernie
out,
Sanders.
Bernie Sanders.
You broke Bernie's heart.
Well, we can leave him a review later. What the hell is that place called that he works at? Brew Works or something or other? Brew Works?
Church Brew Works.
The Church Brew Works. All right, so how do we... Oh, I can't leave another review because I've already have one there for it. The people know that this one guy always says stuff about Eric.
You could be like writing on my friend's phone. Writing on my friend's
phone. They'll fall for that for sure, dude.
It was my 100th birthday. And we went to the Church Brew Works.
And I got,
we saw the nicest young man.
And I got fucked up.
We got so fucked up. We drank 100 shots. I drank 100 shots for my 100th birthday.
He let me blow him and then he walked me in my car.
I passed out. Hit my head on the table. Eric resuscitated me.
He was a good boy. He put me back in my chair. And you've charged the battery in it.
I'm trying to write a new... Oh, mine's still at the top, damn it.
Oh, here we go.
His lips were so soft.
Oh.
Have you seen... Have you
put a baby
I've read the old one on here. You heard the old one?
No.
It says, our server Eric was great. He even stayed in...
Oh, yeah. The old
paraplegic one. Kid. Who can the kind that can only move their feet. Son, and helped him so me and my husband could once enjoy a meal without being burdened. 5 stars.
Yeah. Yeah. Wonderful, beautiful.
Yeah. I don't think we're, we're going to have to, at the end of every episode, finalize a review for Eric or
that's
Adrian.
That's what I'm saying, dude. We need to have more potatoes. People leaving Eric and meat and potatoes, too, for sure, for Adrian, Adrian Ashmore.
We leave all negative reviews for Ashmore.
Yeah. I just said he was very polite.
1-star reviews.
Oh, he was very polite. He didn't say anything about my daughter
but
being...
say really nice things, but still only leave a one star.
He spit a loogie in the food right in front of me.
No. So you it have to do...
You gotta be funnier than that.
No, it has to be romantic. You have to say, like, we went out to dinner. He didn't even make fun of the fact that my girl was cross-eyed and she couldn't read the menu, even though...
I say, like... Yeah. I say, it's like, oh, he was great. Me and my husband came and... I remember he didn't even get mad when my husband made fun of his pants. He wears the stupidest pants. He's always got stuff like that. You know what I mean?
I was thinking more just serious stuff to get Ash more fired.
No.
Jesus.
I mean, sure.
I'm not trying to be funny.
If you want to do it on your account, that's fine.
Yeah, you leave the one-star reviews, half-star reviews. You leave those.
Saw him wipe his nose with the napkin and put it on the...
Adrian sat down with us for 2 hours. We drank late until the night.
Yeah,
and made meat. He showed us how we make the meat. Okay. How we make the potatoes. The potatoes are made out of meat. The meat is made out of potatoes.
See, these are all great reviews, but that needs to be under your account, Jared. That's I'll more of a Jared review. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's like, I tell you what, I tell you what, the guy knew the specials and I wasn't even that upset halfway through dinner, started making out with Tina, my daughter. And I tell you what, man, I left $100 on that table. Adrian, great service. Great service.
Now, I'm going to go to the place that I just quit, and I'm going to start leaving reviews like, these dishes just aren't clean anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know who they lost back there, but... Yeah,
place used to be great, but recently we've been finding a lot of...
What's the schmutz
on these dishes.
Schmutz. It's like they call you black, but like they're real like, well, okay, listen, we'll pay you $25, you come back, you hit the plates up, okay? We're getting complaints.
Where's the place you used to work, Blake?
$25 for a dishwasher? Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, man. This microphone, dude. Or this microphone. What's the name of it?
Allegro Hearth Bakery.
Oh, dude. Is this what you're doing now?
All right. We're going to leave a review, dude. Why wouldn't we leave a review?
Oh, don't leave a review, dude.
It's under my account.
Don't mention me, though.
No, we won't.
No, we'll say our dishwasher, Blake, was leave so it. Pleasant. That's in all the reviews. What are you talking about?
No, you just
what
leave a little two-star review. The plate tip.
I just don't want this to be traceable to me, dude. I've worked for that dude for too long.
For such a nice place.
How many stars are we giving
such
it?
Such a dirty. We're giving it 2 stars, and then we're just going to make
a simple
complaint.
Are we 2-star,
or
are we going to give it 5 stars and say whatever we want and be
nice?
Oh,
no, you should... You ordered a breakfast sandwich and it fell apart in your hands because that always fucking happens.
Yeah, let's do this. And then you go, when you try to eat it off the plate, you would rather eat it off the floor. 2 stars, clean your plates.
I have 4 stars.
That's what we say. You get 4 stars, you're giving somebody a compliment, dude. Two stars is like getting two pennies.
Would you give it a star?
We don't even have plates, so that doesn't... A star. It actually doesn't
that's
even
three,
make sense.
Would you give it a star?
Huh?
Would you give it a star?
Yeah.
So that's 4 stars.
Most you can get. Yeah.
4 stars.
Don't say anything about plates because they don't get plates.
Great quote the other
what
day.
What do you got? Paper plates? What do you got?
Bowls? There's no plates.
What is it?
You come in, it's a bakery, you order the shit and you get out.
And they put it in a bag?
Yeah.
They put a little handheld bag. By the way, you should get plates.
Gone.
That's good.
Here for
2 years. Yep. For years. Amazing service.
I don't know how long they've been around.
Since before the restaurant.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Yeah. So that's easy.
Was born.
Great stuff.
I started coming here in 1930.
Comma, but recently the dishes have...
No, because they don't get dishes. So basically you have to say, recently, follow me here. Follow me.
Silverware? The silverware has been dirty?
No silverware.
I don't know if they get that either.
No, so here's the thing. This is what it is. It's to go. So you do this. You'll be coming here for years. Everything's great, right? Okay. That's what you have, right?
Yeah, great stuff.
Recently.
Great stuff. Been coming here for years, comma, great stuff.
Yeah.
Recently, exclamation point. You're right. We need an exclamation.
I find myself not being able to afford buying 2 sandwiches.
But since Biden got in office, I have. I can't afford anything.
I buy the first sandwich, and as soon as I turn around,
it just goes so fucking hard right wing.
It's in a Jewish neighborhood.
It is under my account.
Yeah.
I don't need a really heavy like.
Just go full anti-Biden stuff.
And then you just turn it into a sandwich.
There's all these guys coming in with these stupid hats, these small hats.
I sell secondhand gas.
All right, so we've been going there, and they've
complain
got
about
great
the
stuff.
Sandwich falling
now?
Apart. So you got to
make
now
it. Now we're bitching about a sandwich that falls apart. Yeah, that's the best we got.
Ordered the breakfast sandwich. It fell apart.
It fell apart, and I have to turn around, get back in line.
What the fuck kind of dishes were you washing then?
Yeah, I don't understand. Were you washing paper plates?
He was there. No. He was the whole time. He was supposed to be throwing these plates away.
Washing, money like, washing.
You get shit dirty.
Has
making
he lost
fucking
his fucking marbles? He's back there washing.
He's talking about the mixing equipment.
Don't fire him now.
This
he's
guy,
talking
he
about
seems
the
dangerous.
He could kill himself if you stop. Just let him wash the paper plates.
Good job. So you never really worked there, Blake. You were just there doing your due diligence.
It was a lucid dream, but
I doubt it.
Big containers and mixing.
Well, they
got a
mixer. Yeah, he's got to do all
of
that. You can actually say it tastes like they're making it in a toilet now. Do you have a dishwasher working back there?
Yeah.
What about
yes.
And I've eaten a lot of stuff from the toilet.
No. seems like everything I order tastes like dish soap. Is that a thing? Does that make
you gotta say recently because I just quit.
And I would know
the
because I drink dish
taste
soap
like
all
Dawn
the time.
Dish liquid. And I know this because I drink it about
two
times.
No, they
don't
buy Dawn, dude.
I drink dish soap.
It tastes like three olive dish soap.
Three olive dish soap. And I would know because I drink it all the time. I'm a very fancy man
like
who wants to be clean.
It tastes like the cheapest dish soap ever known to man. Three olive, you heard of it?
Since I'm going to give you a prompt, and you guys just fill in the blank.
Don't say three olive, actually. They'll know it's me.
Great stuff.
Dish soap. We don't have to.
Great stuff. Wish they had more...
Soap.
Soap.
I wish that
I
they
saying,
sold.
Soap.
No.
No, that's
that
good.
Was his answer. That was.
About,
we all step up to the brush team.
I wish they had.
Few.
Here you go.
I wish that they.
I
sold
wish they had more
tires. Say, I wish that you sold tires.
Yeah, that's good angle. Yeah. Okay, right now that's top of the board. It's the only suggestion, but still top of the board.
I thought that you sold.
Ooh, masks
tires.
Are mandatory to enter.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of the joint again?
Allegro Hearth Bakery.
Allegro.
They do. You guys do.
I've been going there for years.
It's great.
I am
it's a great place. I love the place.
amputee and haven't seen any results.
Yeah.
For my Allegro.
I wish you sold bars. I wish you sold.
I'm trying to get my Allegro. Yeah.
You could just say, I wish you sold bars of soap to match the taste of your food. There you go.
See, I don't want. I want it to be silly enough that I can have it associated with my account and not get blackballed.
Well, then just go. Hey, you guys aren't diverse enough. How come you don't have somebody with Downs behind the counter
doing the dishes?
You guys
What's
should
going
hire more
on?
Swimsuit models.
I've been coming here for years. Same bitchy cashier.
Oh, I'm trying to check out bad. These girls, but you make them wear masks, and I don't
that's,
like. It.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Great stuff. Though I wish that you had sexy models working your counters.
Yeah. No, I think the chick that works there is hot, but can't tell because of the mask rule.
It would be great if there
I'm
was
willing to propose
sexy bikini models working your store. It would do an old man like me a great service. It might have
might,
me live another
Are they able
70
to just delete
years.
Reviews like this?
Probably
Hashtag
not.
Blue Chew.
No, that's a...
Wish
that's
you had more.
First public. Amendment.
All right, yeah.
No, they can definitely scrub it if they paid the right...
Hotties behind the counter.
Boy, this went south on me.
Yeah, this is dumb.
I had a great idea with you the should've. One before, and I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, well, forget about it. It's over. We're not celebrating
just
this like this.
Good
yeah.
sandwiches.
No.
Five
no.
stars, and let's get it.
Yeah. Wish they had more tires.
Yeah.
Saw a ghost.
That is it. Right there. Been coming here for years, but recently I saw a ghost.
What? Do that and just erase the rest. Leave that one star. That's great. That's great.
Two stars, I guess.
Here's what we have.
Didn't
want- Here's what we have.
Yeah, two stars.
Have gone here for years, comma, great stuff, exclamation point. Wish you had more tires, saw a ghost.
wish you sold tires, could use some for my truck. Recently, I saw a ghost in your store.
Love. I think we just do. I go, been coming here for years. Great stuff. Recently saw a ghost. It's very simple, dude. Three and a half stars. You're not coming back because you're scared of death.
Yes. I recently saw a ghost. Yeah. Won't be back. And that's it.
Until you take care of your ghost problem. Hire an exorcist, please. Contact me for
what
exorcist.
What was that lady's name who did the... remember, she was a not a clear void. What was she? She would she was on the TV. She was on TLC. She had the K+8 haircut. What was her name? She was a psychic New York.
Yeah. The Long Island psychic.
The Long Island psychic.
Yeah. Get the fuck
it's
out
your
of
father.
Here.
Your father's in here right now, and he's asking me where the fuck the Gouda is. I don't get him out of my house.
Yeah.
All and right, he also said that you used to have the funniest
give us,
pitches.
What's the...
First of all, it's a 4-star review, which I think is fair.
Took 1 star off.
I was crying laughing.
I think we should go to 2.
Have gone like here two. For years, comma, great stuff, exclamation point. Wish you sold tires. Recently saw a ghost, won't be back.
That's pretty good, yeah.
All right, that's good. Let's save that
I
shit.
I feel like the tires throws it off.
Nope, it's worth it. Yeah.
You guys are really stuck on this, you fucking gearheads.
Hey, can't help it. We love post? Tires, man.
It won't be love back. It still gets 4 stars.
Well, you like the place, but there's ghosts, dude.
The good times. You're thinking of the good times. It's got to be positive.
Can you, if this stays steady, can you imagine the amount of emails he is going to get from these restaurants? Hey, dear Aaron, in regular episodes, could you guys stop talking about the bakery? Now I'm selling tires.
Take care of the ghost problem.
And we don't have a tire machine.
Thank you. I think they're just going to hire an exorcist.
There's going to be somebody down there. You know what will happen? But somebody else will fucking write a review after that. Like, I wasn't the only one who seen that guy standing there.
Ghost. I knew I saw
I
a
knew,
ghost.
I know I'm not crazy.
We do need to have multiple ghost reviews on there.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Leave a really,
I've got a
really in-depth, long one about how great the sandwich was. But I don't think I could.
The cashier.
Search the name of that goddamn restaurant again.
Love this place.
I have a copy. I just need to
paste
it.
Cashier's back was turned to me. Food was handed to me by a ghost. Appreciate the service.
Later
Won't
on,
be
dude.
Back. 5 stars.
imagine if they start getting, like... Like, people are lined up around the block, and they're all of them just leave a
pet to change
at the end. They leave a review that says, everything was great, blah, 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 recently saw a ghost.
Won't be back. 5 stars.
It's like 5 stars. Like, they have 600 reviews like that.
Welcome to Paranormal Pasta. How many? A table of 4? Careful, there's ghost in here.
Yeah, apparently. They make the pasta.
They make the pasta, yeah.
Oh shit! Dude.
That's a good review. All right, so that's our review for the day.
Oh, we kind of got thrown off, Jared. Weren't you going to play us your?
What's this file you got?
Oh
going
yeah,
on?
So, so yeah, I
all right,
yeah,
I'll go to
I
that.
Made a compilation of the best of every regular episodes.
Every one of them.
Yeah, I spent about probably like I'm not kidding 200 man hours. Listening to every single episode.
Even came over to my room and made me help him edit this morning.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I did last minute touch.
Arguing with people on Discord.
The two episodes with Koki, Jorge, and Corey.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Tell me
those
when you
two
hit
episodes
play.
Are good.
Well, so, yeah.
Do people yell pause if they want to pause? People say pause and then they
I
talk.
I like that one.
That's a good one.
I think it's.
Just
so,
let it play.
I say just
baby.
Let it play. Yeah,
let it play.
Let it play. We can talk over it.
Celebrate.
Hey, cheers, guys. Cheers.
Put it face down so you can't see where you are in the recording.
Oh, this is romantic.
And now enjoy.
Oh, I have to leave the phone on.
Obviously.
Spoiler alert. I'm going to leave the screen on, dude.
And now enjoy the regular episodes best of from the first 100 episodes. Enjoy.
Fuck yeah, dude. I like it. It's British. No. We got the Queen.
Yeah, very pleasant.
Habits for a little while, but that was just for 4-H. Nothing fancy. We had a couple, just one goat for sure. Maybe a couple of goats.
A couple of goats.
I cycled through 5 dogs, and more cats than anyone could count. I mean, there were times where we had 20 farm cats. You know what I mean? We'd just go out there with a 50-pound bag of feed and pour it into a gravity feeder. You know what I mean? And there's just a herd of cats out on the acreage. But that's...
And this we never is what, mice, episode one? That.
No, it was episode technically. Cats are fun for kids. Technically one. 998.
You know, as a kid, I got to see...
Got to start somewhere.
Cats being born.
I was thinking about that earlier today.
Did you guys get to see things? And puppies. I saw puppies being born. Probably.
You see that?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Probably three times.
You seen that? You seen a bitch give birth, dude?
Dude.
It sounds amazing.
Aaron's the kind of guy who watched Otis and Milo grow.
Anyway, so, like, lots of cats. And lots of dogs. And nothing like a herd of puppies, man. You ever had a herd of puppies?
Herd of puppies.
Yeah, dude. Sounds like nine. We used to have like nine.
Saying, I got to go get a beer, but we are going to talk about a herd of puppies. As I was saying, have you ever had...
Pretty awesome. Yeah, 998. Well, congratulations.
Cannons, dude. Yeah, cannons. Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
That was basically all the good stuff that had ever happened, really.
That goes off for the day, dude. Yeah. And it's Memorial Day weekend.
Pretty great.
Oh, dude, that's true. That's good.
Well, yeah, congratulations. All the good times.
Hell of a Memorial Day, dude.
For the truth.
We played golf. We podcast it.
We blew off responsibilities like true Americans.
We listen to big band and cannons, dude.
Fuck pretty awesome. Yeah, feeling good.
I'm just trying to soak it in. I wish that bitch queen wasn't on the screen. It's America's moment.
What's that? Russians.
Nah, she's fine.
Ooh, I got this thing. Get rid of
no one's never mentioned the Queen having DSLs.
A lovely
dude.
Tribute. I got
DSL.
One of your friends to call in, do a nice tribute at the end here.
Today? Wow.
Did you shave your legs for this?
Officially endorsed by Abraham Lincoln. That's me. Congratulations, Aaron.
Wow, Abe.
And everyone
crazy,
on
right?
the show. I'm Abraham Lincoln.
And he doesn't tell
goodbye,
a lie.
Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah.
Bye.
Great so show. You know.
How'd you get Abe to do that?
You know that's him.
One of the great presents of the 1900s.
How the hell did you get him to do that?
Cameo.
Yeah, cameo.
Yeah.
We're going for Muammar Gaddafi for $800.
It's Fiverr, technically.
I mean, he does them. He's really efficient. He does a lot.
Yeah, he's big on Fiverr. Yeah.
Somebody
sense,
put
right?
him in a time capsule.
So, yeah, I listened to all the episodes. And
fuck
yeah. Yeah, you really peaked early. I didn't find it to be a pleasant experience listening to most of them. And I don't like the show that much. And I don't think it's that good.
But you keep listening.
Yeah. I'll keep listening because I'm sure it'll hit that peak.
Law of averages, first. Dude. Just keep flipping the coin.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Well, the fact you're a part of it is a big help.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's all been downhill, which is kind of cool. Cause it's like
it's easy to go down.
It's like skateboarding a little bit, I guess. Or it's easy. Exactly.
It's easy to go downhill.
Yeah, it's very easy to go downhill. So, well, congratulations, Aaron.
Until you hit a couple rocks.
That was perfect, dude.
Still waiting for a topic to come up on this book.
Yeah, one of these days we'll have something to talk about.
Here's a topic. No topics.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit a soundbite. We'll see what the soundbites say.
Yeah. So what are you guys doing the rest of the holiday weekend?
The 800s may be good, sometimes may be shit.
Yeah.
The 800s are going to have a lot more phone calls and sound bites, I can tell. Because we're out of stuff to say.
Yeah, once we get to like about 500, we'll really figure this thing out.
I'll stop.
You know how they say it takes about 400?
Those were Instagram
You better
drops.
Never, ever give me another dirty look when I make fun of NMR. You hear me?
MNMR?
What? MR.
What's MR?
It's a nice way of saying mentally retarded.
Oh, yeah.
It's really nice.
It's a clinical term.
It's really nice.
It's like MAP, you know?
It's a doctor's use.
Like clack.
Minor attracted person, you know? Yeah. They're not pedos. They're MAPs.
MAPs.
Like it.
Well, congratulations,
Aaron. So are we going to... Well, wait. We got to do... Well, first of all, I'm going to move the studio into the fucking garage, so that'll be different.
Nice. You going to put a fridge in there? How about that? How about we go and we get a fridge so that I don't have to drink beers out of a cooler? I can get up, walk around. We can hit the head. You can hear some pissing in the background. Come on, dude.
I wouldn't mind getting like a little
fridge thingies.
We should come up with in the table some sort of game whenever someone goes to piss that you got to play.
I think we just need a Yeti and some ice. Why don't we just get a Yeti and an ice machine? You put it right in the middle of the table.
Maybe we have to. Maybe that's the show. Just
what?
Piss cat.
Just piss.
And we just
piss. Everyone has to take a piss.
Well, I told you guys
before
last
you start.
Time.
Well, you know, it's like the
we know the record's
the
8 minutes,
and then whoever pees themselves gets to leave, and there's one champion.
Yeah,
it's like Edward Forty Hands.
You
want to
have a holdout, dude?
And we just chug beer. The first person that has to go piss is out.
No, they have to pee themselves. That's the whole thing.
Somebody
you
has
don't
to
get to leave.
Okay,
it's
that's
a
fine.
True test of
that's
your ability
fine.
To hold.
Yeah,
you can't give up and run to the bathroom. You have to give up. And
why don't
piss
we make
yourself.
It exciting?
Yeah. Just piss soaked chairs.
Yeah. We'll put garbage bags on them. It'll be cool.
Regular new lows or new highs.
And you're not allowed to cheat. You know. You're not allowed to put bags over your feet.
No.
You know,
you wear
it goes
your
all the way
best.
Down into your socks.
You wear your Sunday best. Yeah, maybe. Hopefully we can get sponsors to sponsor our suits and stuff like that.
Well, they're going to have to come up with fucking a...
Silk swim trunk.
Yeah.
ready for a piss. We're all sitting there. Ready. It's like gloves
I
in
bet
the
you
air.
We could get...
Ding, ding.
Yeah. We could get diamond.
Gentlemen, start your 40s.
Yeah, we'll get...
Mickey's Big Mouth. That was a risky choice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Audio was just drinking heavily and just...
Do you guys ever play Edward 40 Hands back in the day?
What kind of shit
I played Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, is that where you stabbed your friends?
Yeah. You try to drink and it's just... all beer goes everywhere and...
Hit me with a Miller. Why don't we just spice it up? If we're going to hold it, we got to go out and do shit. You know what I mean? Hey, let's go for a small bike ride. Hit a bar. Get something to eat.
Get on
another bike. Hey, dude. Can we stop? I got to pee. No?
I want to do a bike cast. I've been trying to get Andrew Hillary and anyone else. Andrew Hillary is the only one who signs on because he bikes. You know what I mean?
He
has a bike. He used to bike
a
lot.
But
we could ride from place to place, like down south side or something like that. It's just easy, flat. You know what I mean?
And you want us to hold conversation.
And then do a stop, have a drink, have a conversation, get up, ride bike, stop, have a drink, have a conversation.
That seems good.
I like it. Uh-huh. Are we going to fucking
harass
strangers?
Like four different places. Hopefully,
now.
Do 15 minutes of talking each place. And
yeah,
you know what I mean. Easy peasy bike cast, dude.
All right, let's do
that's
it.
That's the kind of thing that nerds will like on the internet, and then they'll be like, "Have you heard the new bike cast, dude? The bike guys are all they're drinking all the IPAs and all the chicken wings." You know,
what are the demographics? We just got to go demographic by demographic. Just
they only start
doing
a
perfect
cocaine.
Podcast
exactly.
For everyone.
For each. Person.
Yeah.
Make everyone happy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
Child beauty pageant.
This is for the...
Yeah.
I don't know what you're into, dude, but let's do it. Let's go fuck up a pageant.
Mass.
That'll be our January 6th, dude. We're going to go down there to the pageant.
Hey,
we're just going to storm that thing, dude.
Vacuum cleaner.
When are you
going to
send out the tall girls?
Yeah. When does this get
in
good?
The wrong place.
It's my daughter, you
this
asshole.
This is boring.
Yeah.
Do something
are they
cool.
going to dance or not?
This sucks. Let's get out of here. I had high hopes.
Said this was a pageant. Looks like... Not the fucking Wizard of Oz.
We drove 4 days to Orlando.
Hula hoop is not a talent.
Did you see that one kid? She didn't even chew that fucking candy bar.
Sucks.
Fucking
get that bitch off stage. That's the classic right there. Poor little Miss Sunshine. She's going out. I think I just got a message from Stooge. We should call him.
Call him up. Let's see.
What's
dude,
asking?
I love it. Dude, he's the only friend
dude,
I have who looks
pigs.
Like he has
hell
Bell's
yeah,
palsy
dude.
In his fucking 20s. He's my buddy.
Andy Mango, his new
Andy Mango.
Yeah, that's when he wears the orange suit.
Yeah.
His name is
Andy Mango.
His name is Andy Mango.
So give an old handy wow. Jace.
Stooge, can you
dude?
Hear me, dude?
Yeah, I hear you. What's up?
You hear us all?
Hey, man.
You want me to get you those pics of you looking good in Bob's hat, dude?
What's cracking?
In the hat, yeah.
I'm gonna get Bob's hat dry cleaned so that you're not afraid of the lice in it. And then you have to wear that, mm-hmm. dude.
You're gonna have to burn that hat and send it to
break
hell
the
to
internet,
get rid of
dude.
Those lice.
Break the internet. Stooge, you're on the podcast, by the way.
Here's one Stooge sent to me the other day. It says, new joke. These teachers, man, they chose this profession. Nobody held a gun to their head. Oh, wait.
Oh! That's a great one.
Hey, Stoosh, nailed it, dude. Tweet that.
Oh, is this for the pod? Are we on the pod now?
We're on the pod now. Did you hear that quote?
On the pod. I'm like the man on the street that you call in. It's like, we need like...
You look like a man on the street. You look like a man from the street.
Living on the streets.
No. My favorite.
Word choice is key. You know? it's all about that word choice. Because we're all just so good at that.
The economy of words.
This is my.
I had a Stooge joke earlier. I was going to tell him. I can't remember what it was.
Stooge, can you hear me? Come in.
Can you hear Sky, Stooge?
Yeah.
Okay, this is what I love about Stooge. Stooge is basically, me and Corey were talking about this. This dude is self-sabotaging when it comes to the ladies, okay?
Sure.
He's just he's self-sabotaging, right? He sends us this. He goes, so basically he's having a conversation with this chick on the thing, right? He goes to the show. He says, blah, blah, blah. We were out, blah, blah, blah. Comedic show. She goes, was anyone funny? And he goes, no, I was funny.
That's not bad.
Right? That's a good one. She said,
a good line.
She comes back with, I'll be the judge of that, right?
Mm.
He says, knock, knock.
Oh, no, dude. Hell yeah, baby.
When you hear a knock, knock from this guy. She says, who's there? He says, Ben. She says, Ben who?
Oh, are you kidding me? She took that lob? She swung at that lob?
Bend over, Papa's home.
Oh, my Lord. And that was the end of that. He was blocked.
Absolute legend, dude.
Funny, but not the funniest. Basically saying, I'm going to look back at you. I don't trust you that much. Yeah. You know what I mean? How'd that go? Was that a good date? Yeah.
Oh, God.
She's seen bigger jokes, dude. Is that what you said? That's great.
Stooge, glad to hear from you, buddy. You got anything to shout out to the regulars out there, all the normal fucking listeners of this podcast?
Yeah,
bro?
Dude. Tell them what you say.
I'm a shout out. I mean, you know, Memorial Day weekend, you know, get drunk, go to work, drive drunk, do whatever you need to do.
For the troops.
You know, really live it up.
Right. For the troops,
whipping, you know, grab some ass. I don't know. Just whatever. Whatever floats your boat at this point, you know what I mean? One life to live, not the soap opera.
Yes.
What? Yes. What was that last
one? One life to live, not the soap opera.
Okay. I'm young and restless, or it used to be anyway.
Dude, you're like Mr. Peabody in my world.
Days of our lives, am I right?
Yes.
Stooge.
That's like...
I'll get you those photos.
On the pod, is it this guy? I was actually listening to regular this episodes. Guy.
No, it's guy. Jared
it's
Blake.
Jared, it's Blake.
It's the real regulars, dude. Hang up on him. I've
the real
enough.
Regulars. I'm like, just shut him out.
You know what, Stooge?
You really push it too far.
You fucked with the wrong podcast, dude.
Come on, man.
Yeah, good day, sir.
Goodbye.
Too far. Cancel us.
One star that call, dude.
How do you rape phone calls? What the fuck is that? Please rate the quality of your call. It's so up to interpretation. What do they mean? Please rate the quality of your call.
You didn't have anything good to say.
Like, I fucking got fired and my mom's having trouble.
Boo, saw ghost, won't be coming back.
Everything's a goddamn statistic. Man.
There's too many ghosts everywhere. Oh,
yeah,
man.
It's true.
I'll tell you what. You said movies were in the works. This is a thing. Around the holidays, movies are a big thing again.
Oh, yeah. Well, is this what I mean? That's Memorial Day. It makes sense. There's a lot of stuff.
What are our movie listings, dude? What's happening for the holiday movie? Dude, we're going hard on the celebrating thing, dude.
You got the Doctor
Strange. What is that?
That's the Marvel shit.
Mind of Madness.
I have no idea. It's just fucking Doctor Strange like makes the world flip around and
shit. Yeah, that's all I said. Marvel shit.
There's Top Gun, which is supposedly getting standing ovations in the movie theater.
Damn.
Are we all wearing aviators to that?
And then
I will go for
you. I'm telling you. Yeah, I was saying it.
Front row? What did you call it earlier?
You call it, you sit in the front row, you dress up in your aviators in your pilot outfit that you stole from a pilot.
Yes.
You have to go to a pilot school and steal pilot's
outfit. Oh, really?
You, it's very recommended.
You can't, you can't just go to Burlington Coat Factory or
no. You no really,
I think he
you
has
really
a point here. You need that flight suit.
Yeah, you need the flight suit.
Dress up. They might not even let you in.
Dress up in the flight suit.
We're getting in.
Dress up in the flight suit. Wear your aviators. Sit in the front row. Do mescaline.
Why?
Oh,
mescaline?
Whoa! They don't do mescaline
in the front row.
They're playing.
If you don't think these pilots are on mescaline? You got. I got a bridge.
Dude, if there is, if there isn't a volleyball scene in the new Top Gun, I'm fucking leaving a one star, dude.
Yeah. You got to play volleyball.
How does he know where the fucking?
What's
no
the checklist, dude?
Are.
We should make an Easter egg hunt for Top Gun right now.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah.
All right, let's... I haven't seen
any Top Gun.
Go ever. To a...
You've never seen Top Gun?
No.
Come on, dude.
I think it's just the one.
Oh, I, yeah,
it's
I don't,
just the,
I don't
yeah,
know.
It's just the one.
It seems like a movie
that
would have
that
eight
good.
Sequels.
New
Volleyball.
One seems
no. If that's you count Point one. Break, that's kind of a
so
shitty...
Then you, said, yeah, like,
you just forgot
then
the some... E in volleyball, you fucking...
Hell yeah, it's volleyball, dude.
You make it... Yeah, you make a day out of it. I'm telling you. Go to a pilot, steal a pilot's uniform, play
okay,
volleyball,
check.
Buy aviators, check. Go sit front row to Top Gun,
yeah.
And you call it the danger zone.
The
yeah.
danger
That's
zone.
The danger zone.
That's
the danger
yeah, you're
zone.
Walking on thin ice, I'll say that.
What would a Maverick do?
Exactly you know? That.
What would an Iceman
exactly
do?
That. Iceman is watching Maverick's back. That's all he's doing.
Mm-mm.
Yes, he is. Watching
he's on
ass.
His back is what he is.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is all going ice. Right over your head.
But he's a guy.
You've yeah. never seen Top Gun.
I think you're right. No, that's a danger zone. About. What would a real Maverick do?
Obviously, you got motorcycle do? Scene. I'm sorry.
I see why you said mescaline earlier.
Wait, there's a volleyball?
That's a real Maverick move.
On yeah, mescaline dude. Right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Jesus, you keep it together
is
so
there
going to
be a friend dies? Is there going to be a guy die scene?
Someone's going to die. It's
you're
like
telling
juice.
Me you want to go see Top Gun
Probably.
And you
guy
don't want to have a bro
guy
tier?
Guy or girl.
Okay.
You don't want to have a bro
Partner.
Tier.
So what we're doing is we're predicting Unreal. What is going to happen, what's going to happen
movie?
In the new Top Gun.
I'm going to give you a little bit. He's going to have to come
yeah,
back.
Yeah, this is like my Easter egg hunt. Like, okay. If I'm going to write this list down because these are my guesses.
Two
and then when I go watch the movie.
Are going to 69, dude. One's going to be going backwards, one's going forwards.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. Yes. Like, that's worth like 4 points. Okay. We should value okay. these things. Like
that would be huge.
No. We got to turn it into, we'll submit the guesses and let people rate the guesses.
Well, I think it's going to be too late. I'm going to see that fucking movie ASAP, bro.
To okay. the Ticketeer. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go with he's got to train some new
lip
recruits.
Syncing.
And he,
lip yes. syncing.
Train new syncing. Recruits.
Train.
New
well, recruits. Everyone knows that. Everyone.
Oh, is that the thing?
I don't know anything about this movie.
All so I'm taking guesses.
Well, then you nailed it. I'm putting it on the list.
A dude falling off a ship.
No.
That's a good guess, dude. Yes. Keep him coming. I like it, dude. What else happens in the Air Force Navy?
Dude, classic.
I think there's going to be a scene where he goes like, you see him? Like, you know, it's going to be Tom Cruise
right.
in shadows. Like, you see him? He used to be the best pilot of all time.
yeah.
Now look at him.
Side.
Look at this piece of shit. And then Tom Cruise, I think, is going to come over and be like, I'll suck your dick for a plane.
Yeah.
And then the general's going to go.
That's
going like,
to be a good damn blowjob.
Yeah, Jesus. The general's going to go, you better blow good butt.
You better
baby.
Blow the tower, better, I can tell you that.
You better get in there and buck up and blow hard if you think you're getting that plane.
Yeah, that's what I think is going to happen.
No, I think there's going to be a moment,
write it
and
down.
this is going to be a good one.
I put the people are going to talk when he's walking in about how
okay,
he's the best that ever was.
And then it'll go from there.
Buddies dying yeah. in arms, right. dude. There's going to be, we're going to have a choke.
There's a lot of cucking in this movie.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it's the season.
I don't even write that on the list. It's like planes, obviously.
Got to update it, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Sex scene.
I don't think so.
Sex
you think
scene.
Tommy is going to do a sex scene?
Oh, there's going to be a sex scene in here.
I'm not writing it on my list. Do you think there's a sex scene?
Masturbation
what is
scene.
Oh, now that is
20
Todd,
points.
There ain't no good ladies out there.
Dude, Todd,
no ladies
it's
out there.
The Air Force. It's the Navy. It's a lot.
Lone gun till the end.
You and if you
I mean?
Did have
lone
a
lone
really,
wolf.
It's something about pilots and their joysticks, Tina. Oh my
maybe,
God.
Maybe the whole thing is
again,
he's going to go from he's going to go from jerking off to by the end of the movie, jerking off with other people.
I was thinking gay rape scene.
Gay Ooh, rape,
write
maybe.
It down.
Right,
you know,
jot that down.
Big if
70
true,
points. For
big,
that one.
Big if it happens.
What's going on, Ace?
Gay rape.
I think they're going to have. I think they're going to have a big letters pink. VR volleyball. VR volleyball, because it's an update.
VR volleyball. Yeah. No, dude.
Yeah, they want to.
What if?
And I think there's going to be, it's going to be an extended about 40-minute scene where they got to go on like, yeah, like a Mario.
I'm going cameo appearances. Mario Aquaman Party shows up.
Aquaman shows up? No.
Write it down. You're gonna look like such an asshole.
Yeah, you're right. I'm gonna write the long up. Shots on the back. I'm gonna put that right underneath gay rape. Aquaman.
Celebrity appearances. Who else?
Celebrity appearances.
Danny DeVito.
That's in the bucket. That's in the junior DeVito varsity list. We're gonna call it.
Maybe Danny DeVito will show up.
No, okay. No,
he's in everything these days.
The secondary list can't be longer than the primary list. Yeah.
The man's having a moment.
A Japanese kamikaze pilot.
A kamikaze. Yeah. Okay, that's a B-rid. I'll do that. That's kamikaze.
Drinking contest. I do think that there's going to be a drinking contest.
You ready? I'm going.
Yeah, you're right.
Girl pilot.
No. How about just
sure.
Bar I'm going girl pilot.
No way.
Not drinking contest because that's not PC, so what will be is a barroom contest. Okay. You know, it'll be darts. It'll be something.
Darts, pool.
Yeah.
It'll be
a barroom. It'll be a barroom contest. We're going to put that on there.
Barroom contest. Okay.
What about horseshoes? Just put horseshoes, man.
But they already have volleyball. So, I mean, that is their bread and butter.
Most of this movie is just going to be bar games and just games.
Yeah. Volleyball.
Then it'll just
paper football.
I think they're going to watch the original Top Gun.
Ooh,
wouldn't that be funny?
They
call in Tom Cruise to train the new recruits, and he comes in and just like a teacher in 1996, he's got a TV on a cart with a VHS of the original fucking Top Gun.
He shows in Top Gun.
All the recruits
in the entirety.
There.
That's what I think is going to happen.
The whole theater stands up and claps because it's a goddamn. Masterpiece.
Yeah. Like, hey, Top Gun's pretty good.
All we had to film for the whole movie was just that opening scene of the guys getting ready to watch the movie. You know?
This one's, how about this?
What was the budget on this film? I think we paid Tom Cruise 10. We paid the extras about, I think it cost us $10,000. Not much.
$10?
No, $10 million.
He flies the planes, they said.
Like, yeah, I mean, that's what
he's fucking Tom Cruise, dude. He's a Scientologist. He's up there with Corey. Believes in flat Earth. He loves it all.
Tom Cruise, but being able to fuck Tom Cruise, how cool.
Dude, you imagine?
I jump on. That's what I'm jumping on a couch for.
You guys better be careful. If Tom Cruise fucks you, he can impregnate men. You guys think it's funny?
I think
I thought it was serious when you said it. I've heard about
dead
it.
Serious.
Apparently it's true.
I'm reevaluating my goals.
I read about it.
Do you think Will Smith's son came out of Jada? I doubt it. That's Will's son, dude. Came out of the bud.
What is he talking about?
How about this?
I went off on a rant there.
Yeah.
How about this? I think there's gonna be a list of guns. Right?
Guns. Guns. Weapons. Like,
we gotta fight the Chinese.
We're gonna write.
I don't know what they're gonna.
No, they're not gonna give up on the Middle East.
Impressive
just yet.
Weaponry talk.
I think they're gonna be, which gun should I pick?
It's like they're gonna be talking about.
Should I pick the bottom gun? No way.
Nuke.
Too hard to get.
That's not gonna happen, dude. This is a planes and ships thing.
I think there's.
You only
be
got
the
one plane.
Gun.
You got one ship.
Girl pilot, nuclear threat. Those are my
That's
other two.
That's how they're gonna say
nuclear
top gun.
Threat.
Girl pilot.
Nuclear threat's one. Kind of on there. I almost have to put that. I'm gonna put nuke.
Girl pilot, nuclear threat. You still haven't wrote down. I've said girl pilot like
girl
10 times.
Pilot.
Everybody
it goes without saying.
Girl pilot.
It goes without saying.
Everybody's like, no.
Maybe girl pilot's going to die.
No way.
I don't think it'll be 100%.
Absolutely. Helicopters, yeah. We've seen that in Avatar. Helicopters, yeah.
Chicks fly helicopters.
Yeah, but fucking fighter jets?
All right, I wrote girl pilot, but do you think girl pilot's one who dies?
Oh, dude, that would...
Gander.
That's probably...
She's going to be called... what's a girl goose?
Ooh, what about only girl pilot is the love interest?
The goose and the geese. He's thinking
hens love roosters, geese love ganders, but everyone else loves Ned Flanders.
Jesus Christ.
And you know it was called an orgy of satyrs?
Who?
Like, that's what if you have a
collection. You can call an orgy of satyrs? Let's get them on.
Well, should we call them up?
Bird flying
they're
in
probably
the engine.
They're probably busy. We should just leave them alone.
Yeah.
But that's what they call it,
you
collection
think they do a
collection of satyrs, an orgy of satyrs. Anyway.
Sorry.
It's okay.
That's what they called that band in the 90s. Orgy.
Yeah, they were they toured with Korn.
Orgies.
Korn orgy.
Korn G.
Well, two of them go together. You can.
I think that was part of Lollapalooza. Sort of it was like a. It was like up in Minneapolis. They were doing shows. Yeah.
Oh.
I tried to play.
Okay, so
cafeteria fight.
Have you had one? No. Oh no, at the thing.
Top Gun movie. Fight in the cafeteria.
Dude, that's three different conflicts we've come up with. Cafeteria, bar room, and volleyball.
To get people to go into theaters these days, you got to pack it full of.
I don't know.
It's got to be like a ride.
Movie, dude. They might be in
it's
prison.
It's got to be everything that you could ever want in a movie. And that's what gets people into theaters these days.
Does someone say, "Damn it, Maverick"? That's no. That's
put it in. Write it in.
What if
damn it, Maverick?
And then he goes, "Fuck, Maverick, you." Then there's like a 6 minute like this motherfucker.
Well, think of all the things that are going to happen. Maverick fucking somebody's
dude,
wife. Maverick,
no
race cars. High speed drive.
What about there was dude? Didn't they rented cars and they raced on the beach in the first one? Right?
Yes, I think. I'm pretty sure.
I think he's gonna.
Didn't they do that? You know what I'm talking about, Blake.
He gets a motorcycle and he drives down. That's like a classic.
Dude, they race down the beach. Race on the beach in the cars. Dude.
In this one, it's gonna be one of those.
Oh,
spin
dude,
scooters.
I'm totally fucking up. I'm about a beach. I'm talking about Days of Thunder, which is also Tom Cruise. It's the exact same movie as Top Gun, but with cars instead of planes.
I'm pretty sure they pitched one of them. I think even Top Gun has like Days of Thunder with planes.
I think Days of Thunder was Top Gun with cars.
That makes sense. Yeah. Because they're both Jerry Bruckheimer.
I was kind of picturing the whole movie taking
place
on an aircraft carrier.
It does, for the most part. Yeah,
really?
So you're right.
I don't know.
I was mixing up two movies.
Probably is.
Okay. You ever heard of a movie called Days of Thunder?
No.
Dude, you're not even a Tom Cruise fan.
I'm not.
This guy's never jumped on a couch in his life.
Oh, my God.
I don't like Tom Cruise.
Dude, he got a like whiff Valkyrie. Of that Kate Moss, dude. And I'm sorry, anything with the last name Moss, I'd have been like,
not your style.
Here's the two free drinks. I'm gonna go.
Okay.
What do you think? Last
names Moss. What about Randy Moss?
What do you think Tom Cruise is like?
It's
to be like
different. He's a male, and you're looking at him, and you're going, "I've heard your name. You are an all-star athlete in the NFL." But when you're talking to a woman and you're thinking about it, it's like, "Hey, what's my last name? Kate Walker? No, I'm going to ruin your life. Your last name,
Sky Moss, is a pretty cool name.
Sky Moss. You think I'm going to take her last name?
Yeah,
she could be the best actress in the world, not taking her last name." Not going to happen.
That's what you should do. Well, whenever this happens, hey, 200, next 100 episode.
If I get married to a celebrity, I'm going to take their last name.
Yeah, Sky marrying Kate Moss arc.
I think she's, if we contact her people.
We could probably get it to work.
On
I got to get on 100th Blake's
episode, I'm going to get a regular episodes tattoo, dude.
Dude, all right. I'm down. We got to figure out what.
Like 27.
We got to figure out what it is. Like, what's the tattoo going to look like? Is it going to be like.
Your face.
Like, it's going to be you on the dollar bill, dude.
On my back.
It's going to say regulars and have a heart arrow through
it. It should be you on the $4 bill.
What's that?
It should be you on the $4 bill.
Because I'm square as a $4 bill?
Yeah.
Fucking squares. Yeah. Goddamn squares.
I just figured four would work for you.
I'll just do the picture for a random episode. I'll like
one of yours.
You, Johnny T, Papalardo on my back.
I think you need to get a
huge window.
I think you just need to get
it. It's like yellow, that yellow that you use.
I think you should get the thumbnail of you, like that I always use, but just solo.
And it has a time stamp on it.
You know what I mean?
He's already listened to
37
minutes.
You have your own face on your own back.
That's horrible.
How much is every, like every window all over your back?
Like a Rubik's Cube?
No, just the window of the episode. You'll have the play button, the pause, your picture, and it'll be like the little scrolling thing. We'll get a little one right on your shoulder. It'll look great.
Dude, how about one that says Christ lives?
Yeah, dude. Or like
that one's pretty good.
I'm a proud boy.
Yeah,
you know, with a comma though, so that people don't think that it's like a proud boy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's pretty cool.
And
then
like regular episodes underneath. Yeah.
It's settled.
Wait, what were you saying before that? I already forgot.
What?
Huh? Huh?
Never mind. Huh?
Scott, you've got some pretty trashy tattoos. What are your let's talk about your tattoos, dude.
These guys are bad.
Oh, I never got them finished.
Let's see what they are. I want to hear all about them.
Started some roses there.
What's this, like, woman? Is that right?
That's Tonto, you idiot.
Tonto is a man.
So you have poor eyesight.
I also think Tonto is a fictional character.
Tonto is not a fictional character.
Roses look like banana peels.
They look like cabbage, dog.
Oh, wait, so this is Tonto with war blood on his eyes over some cabbage. Is that right?
Those were supposed to be roses.
Rose cabbage in front of him.
This is going to
take large
thousands of dollars to fix.
Just black out the arm, dude. Who gives a
thousands of dollars.
Yeah, dude.
I was thinking of just getting a giant anchor.
Turn it into some sweet tribal, dude. Yeah. Like a tribal anchor.
Yeah, you got to laser those for sure.
they're in bad shape, dog. I mean,
why don't you do a space tattoo and just with a lot of black space in it?
Don't tell me what to do with my body, okay?
No,
okay,
yeah, seriously. His body is choice, dude.
How about I tattoo Voldemort on you? You all got Schmeagle. Let's do it, dog.
Schmeagle, dude.
What do you got?
Do either of you guys actually, like, because I know you probably don't give a shit because it's just part of your life. Do you kind of, like, if you could take it back, would you take back any of your tattoos?
Yes.
Yeah.
All of them.
Not all of them.
But I'm still going to get more, and I'll regret those ones as well. Yeah. But
the only ones I wish I would have done is when I was like, nah, I don't trust this guy, and I still got the tattoo, and I'm like, yep, that's what I thought was going to happen.
Yeah. I looked at his portfolio, there was a lot of stickers.
So, when you're coming back for your second session, fuck you! It's like, I'm not coming back here. You didn't tip. Mm.
You go through his portfolio, and it's like a flipbook of Stickman.
You ever been looking at the stencil on your arm like, this is going to be bad?
What am I doing?
Like, but I already told him.
Yeah, it's only $80. It's only $80. It's only $80.
It's only $80.
What? For your tattoo? It was for
his Gandalf.
I spent thousands on this arm here. Yeah.
It's a really colorful Gandalf, dude.
$2,000 is probably an undershot, honestly. Yeah,
plus the hand job you gave that dude.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck him.
Wizard. Wizard never comes on time or whatever. Is that what he said?
A wizard never comes on time? Is that what your tattoo artist said to you?
What's the Gandalf line?
Dude, who watches Lord of the Rings? Who knows? That's nerd shit, bro.
Calm down, dude. I love that Lord. Dude, the cinematic. Fuck yeah.
Tattoo of a wizard on his arm. Fucking
lizards. I need to read the books, dude. Fuck Lord of the Rings.
What the fuck?
$1,000 gamble. I didn't want it, dude. This is what I wanted. It was
well,
his
if
idea.
If you only read the novels, wait, so then can, pretty good
he
picture.
Trees, you haven't dude. Listened to every episode, you piece of shit.
He wanted trees.
We've talked about this before.
I didn't.
He wanted like magic trees. And the guy's like, you know, there's magic trees in that movie. What about a Gandalf tattoo? And he was like, sign me up, dude.
Okay. No, I was like, I don't think so. And then the other guy came over, the front desk guy, and he's like, you should really trust the artist is what you should do. I was like, you're right.
Yeah.
$2,000 later, that guy was laughing and throwing it in the stripper's G-strings, mm-hmm. man. He was just like,
yeah.
I put this crazy tattoo on his
fucking idiot. It's got Gandalf, dude.
I did
Gandalf.
A self-portrait on his arm.
He's a fucking tree hugger, and I talked him into Gandalf. Can you believe that shit? Oh, my God.
You give me a hand job.
I didn't listen to every. I mean, I've listened to every episode, but it was on the background. I think you're paying attention to most of
the things. Thanks for the full vote of confidence.
And he did a best of, dude. Fuck.
Dude, he did one thing Aaron said.
Look,
you should have let me do it, dude. Hey, I've only listened to the episodes with me, but that's where all the best ofs are, so.
Just type
what
Blake
Jared
Scala
did was
into
a
Spotify.
Step forward, who he had prepared.
Yes, he did.
Segment.
Yeah.
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 I got a little speech. I can do a speech, a little tribute.
Speech. Speech.
I wrote down a little tribute to regular episodes.
Speech.
This is a
new notebook, dude. Is this the one you got in the,
Moleskine,
in the cemetery?
Moleskine, man. Yeah, I got it from a crypt. Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, there was all this like ancient Egyptian writing, you know, kind of erased all that. Probably fine. Probably going to work out good.
Nothing's going to happen for you. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, this is my trivia I wrote down. It's just some...
Trivia.
No, tribute.
Oh.
Tribute.
And it's real loose notes.
I wish you would have done trivia.
Yeah. I mean, that takes way more research. Do that for us next time.
I was thinking about doing that, like, favorite sponsor. Like...
Oh, my favorite was when he did... the motor oil when you did your fucking motor oil
seafoam or
whatever you fucking that was an old episode.
Who knows?
It's like a lawnmower or something, whatever. something good. Okay, yeah, it's my tribute to regular episodes. Podcast or whatever. hosted by Aaron Douglas, the Bill Brasky of comedy.
Bill Brasky.
Billy.
You did a lot in places where nothing happens, seemingly. You always got like there a story goes. About like, yeah, I was in fucking Iowa and then the craziest story I've ever heard.
I was up in Wisconsin and I saw a man piss off a balcony to another man's mouth.
Yeah, amazing. We used to 100 ski up there. Stories.
Yeah.
Biggest building in Nebraska. We were there. Oh, the times and the things we look back on. We were there for Blake breaking up with his girlfriend the first time. Then who can forget? And we were there when Blake broke up with his girlfriend, got back together the second time.
Hey, I just want to before we get too far into this.
They Blake, dumped me, dude.
Blake,
I never broke up.
So this goes on for 9 times. it happened a lot.
In perpetuity, maybe.
In perpetuity, we'll see what happens. Yeah. Life is a,
who could forget?
Life is a
9
river.
Times. rough relationship.
I knew it was a good podcast when I started skipping the intro.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah.
I was like, damn, this is like Marin. this is as good as Marin. Let's get to the meat, you know?
Which is not a high standard, in my opinion.
Hey, he invented the podcast.
He had some help.
It's him, Gervais, and Serial.
Your mom invented the podcast.
What about Brian Redband?
Redband, he
nobody.
Adam truly, Carolla.
He perfected it.
Adam Carolla, who knows these dudes? Nobody.
Yeah, it's
they're
it's,
nobody's compared to us. We're regular, dude. Yeah,
damn
you
right.
You know, Aaron.
Regular guy.
It's they Aaron. Regular. Talking about tools or freedom or whatever.
Hell yeah, dude.
27 tools, minutes.
Yeah, I get the idea.
Yeah.
You got to.
Do you know?
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, regular episodes. The name of the podcast, Regular Episodes, which comes out randomly and features some of the craziest assholes you're likely to hear.
Yeah.
Not at all regular.
No.
If this is what regular is, we're pandy. Fucked.
Yeah.
During the pandy, I was a robot.
Yeah. What I like about the show, insincerity, what I like about the show is I get to hang out with my friends.
Wait, did you say insincerity?
Insincerity.
Yeah. Insincere.
Insincere.
Stop getting all sentimental, dude.
You're being insincere.
Especially in your writing.
Insincerity.
Stop reminding yourself to care.
What I like about the show is I get to hang out with my friends and when I'm listening, feel like I'm with my friends. Sure, some episodes feel like I'm freebasing toad venom while jerking off under a bridge with my friends, but it's that's the thought good. That well, counts.
There was that one episode like that, though.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, we've done that a couple times. Some of it more often than others. But, good show. Keep it up.
We will. Okay, with your help.
Congratulations.
We'll build this into, what's way below an empire? What do they call that? A fief?
A fiefdom.
Yeah, we can make a fiefdom out of this, dude.
Yeah, 900 BC. This is when
maybe
things start taking off.
My brain went too far ahead.
Well,
anybody got anything?
You got, no. Finally,
hell yeah!
Family's out of town for a little bit. I think we're gonna party it up. We're going to see a movie.
I gotta clear it with Cindy first.
Oh.
She thought it was going to be a date, and now it's gonna be one girl and four dudes.
Oh, you see, we can definitely creepy. Not go as well.
Well, it's gonna be what if it's a cool movie, man? Why?
Well, why don't you guys just go see your movie and then
only
I'll make
if we
these guys
all
finally
get to hold hands with Cindy, dude.
I mean, she doesn't have that many hands.
Oh.
Yeah, and that would make her uncomfortable. Human contact is, I think, the least of her worries. She just has Aaron. That's enough.
Well, you know? Anyway,
we're all there.
Well, you know,
we might go see a movie, though.
Look, me, Sky, and Blake could sit in the back you guys have your date.
We're going to go to the...
We can watch if you sit up.
First, the unofficial sponsor of today. Let's
Top
do...
Mescaline.
PIA, Pittsburgh... PAI, Pittsburgh Aeronautical Institute, because we're going to be there shortly. We're going to have to come. We're coming to get some flight suits, y'all.
Yeah.
That's true, dude. Okay. You guys brought your guns, right? I told everyone before the podcast, make sure you bring your guns.
Yeah. Have you ever stolen a plane before? Are we going to be okay, Jared? You said you were going to fly.
I'm sure it steals itself, basically.
Give it up for them.
I've stolen candy bars.
They do.
These very expensive planes.
And I'll tell you what, those guys do pump out some good air mechanics, too.
They're going to make it idiot-proof if you're going to make a plane. I mean,
yeah, exactly. They fly themselves.
What about a helicopter? Yeah. There's foot pedals involved. Do you think you can do that? No, you don't even drive a car.
It's
Blake,
fun.
You want to give it a shot?
How hard is it? Why do it's you still need to know how to fly a plane in 2022? Why can't they just have a fucking Xbox controller in the cockpit?
I agree,
you
know? Dude.
Yeah. Why does it have to be so fucking?
Because there's a lot of actually monitoring how everything's running, so you can make sure that it doesn't die while it's in the air.
You could literally.
Okay, but why can't I still use an Xbox controller to fix it?
It's probably an app these days. You just got to download Fly Helicopter app or whatever.
I agree, though. It should just be a fucking.
Just put it in your destination.
Why not?
Why not?
Bank, right.
I can completely fly this plane on the flight simulator with my Xbox controller.
Approaching airport. Would you like to land? Yes.
Planes are the...
Yes.
It flies itself.
I'm sorry. I didn't get that.
Hey, planes
would
are the
you like to land?
That's where it's going to be tough these days.
Yeah.
All right.
Big what I think is that we all should invest in ultralights. Do you guys want to fly ultralights? That never goes wrong.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Aaron's like, yeah, because after we go on this, after you guys intrude on my date night, dude, you're going to need to fucking get in an ultraflight and kill yourself.
Ultraflight.
Those are scary, dude.
They do kill a lot of people.
They kill tons of people.
You know what I didn't also realize? Hot air balloons, every landing is a crash landing. There's no hot air balloon that just kind
of
goes.
Not really. But there's a lot of missing people in hot air balloons.
My response to that is, of course.
Yeah,
I didn't think about it, but yeah, who knew?
In the wisdom of Jared, you'll have that.
Yeah.
You'll have that.
Yeah, it's you're getting in a basket in a balloon.
Oh, you took rations. The fall is still the same.
Yeah.
Who should I call, Blake?
I thought we were done.
No. I know. I thought so, too. But these guys kept talking.
Didn't we say we were going to call Trevor every episode now until he answers?
Yeah.
We did not say that, but I will try it. But it's not going
to
happen.
I asked Corey to take a call. He said N-O-P-E, and that's crazy.
Right now you asked him?
He didn't want to take a call. I don't know what his deal is.
Fucking puss. I'll call him. He'll answer for me.
He'll answer. He knows. He knows where I'm at, dude.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Damn it. Well, I better not put Corey in there then.
Well, who else has really paid attention, you think, for 105 broadcasting, including the fight with Mike 1, Mike 2, Mike 3?
I don't even remember that. What is the fight with Mike 1, Mike 2, Mike 1?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging
system. There you go. I got to drive to that guy's house.
1-2-9-5-2-4-8. Bam.
The message, or
that
the
was like most of his phone number. I just put out most of his phone number on the internet.
I did a beep.
I might
over
actually
the last
have
number.
To believe that, dude. Was that 119?
I did a beep over the last number. No one will. It'll take a genius to find that one out.
I got to write that down at 119 bleep.
Yeah. No, that'll. No, that'll
I mean, you can
great.
Leave reviews on his phone number too. If you
he'll
can
start
out
getting
what it is.
Calls from your hometown. No, this could work out.
Honestly,
we could drag
think
him
it matters,
out of the
dude. That, I don't think that phone number is ever going to be active.
Also,
Alex Jones has been fucking calling me, dude.
Honestly, it's a 1 in 10 anyway. You know.
Yeah.
But I've talked to Saccone. He's doing good. He's back. Okay. He's living a good life.
So who else am I supposed to call, Blake?
We can't get him on the phone, dude. He'd be a trip.
Johnny T. We just did him last episode.
Yeah.
Trip Callahan.
Trip. You're right. Trip.
Oh, Trip is
trip,
a
dude.
Trip, dude.
Trip. Searching for Trip.
He's out hiking right now. He's trying out his new sticks.
Calling.
He says he's going to be giving them up soon. I don't buy it.
I don't buy it either, dude.
He says.
He's Crip walking the rest of his life, dude.
Yeah, he's terrified.
Let's just hope his knees don't cave in and he gets that pigeon toe. You know what I mean? Come on, Trip.
Come on, Trip.
Hey, try Ash more if he doesn't answer.
Oh, that's a good call.
It is.
Literally.
What's going on with Trip?
He'll call us back.
He's probably hanging out with his mom.
Ash more. And Logan. We can call Logan.
You can call Logo Mahalko.
Dude,
we should get a quick history tip from him today.
We did that. A couple episodes ago, too, dude.
I don't care. You can have regular stuff.
This is like SNL.
You guys don't like history? That's fucked up, guys.
That's a good one.
That's fucked up.
That yeah, he has a great Logan. It's one of his best.
Trip just called us.
Oh, cool. Shit.
Take it. Ignore it and take it. Come on, he's calling back. Come on.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You're on the podcast, dude.
What's up, baby?
It's cracking, baby.
Oh, my God. Why am I on the podcast?
It's the 100th episode, dude.
Come on, man.
It's a celebration.
Okay, what's your problem? Well, who else is on the podcast before I answer questions?
You're Sky, not answering, yeah. Logan, and Jared.
What?
That's right.
Logan as in Blake. Logan the psychopath? Actually,
I don't know
Logan
why I said Logan. Both Logans are psychopaths in their own way. Give them respect. I just called you Logan. I'm looking for Logan
it's
on
Blake,
the phone.
Blake, dude.
Jared, Blake.
Hey,
come on,
Trip, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Oh, shit, we got a
Hey, you're on the call, dude.
Damn.
Hell yeah.
You're on the call, dude.
You merge them.
Can you hear me, Adrian?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, dude? You out drinking with your mom this holiday weekend?
I can't believe
it. Trip, Aaron, Sky, Blake, and one of the Logans. I don't know if it's three
Logans. There's no Logans. Let's just let them talk. They can sign off the podcast.
Yeah.
We'll leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have a conversation.
What do you guys have
We've
to
been
say?
Talking for like
What do you guys have to
half?
Say about
just,
regular
you
episodes?
Know, whatever you need to do.
We're done. There's 100 episodes of us talking, really.
Wow.
Wow, you are a fucking
entertaining.
Fountain of fucking information.
Proud of you guys.
Thanks, guys.
What are you doing this holiday weekend? Getting hung the fuck up on. Goodbye. Have a great weekend.
Okay. What the fuck is going on?
You're on the podcast.
I know.
Fuck.
It's just like 80 voices. Hello? I don't fucking know. Hello.
Hello? Is this Logan Mahalko?
Just keep
calling until we have like a 95 people on this phone call, dude.
How many titties you gonna suck on this holiday weekend, Trippy?
Answer the question.
Ashmore leave.
I can't tell what the hell's going on. No, it says, Ashmore left? What a puss.
Yeah, he had to.
Why did he have to? What did he say? I missed it.
Hello, heavy flow day. You just call him a puss. He's probably gonna go change out.
Gotcha. Trip, Logan.
I understand. It's a natural thing. You know.
I can barely hear you, bro. Yeah. This isn't going to work.
Nice.
All right, good. Well, we'll do what we did to everybody else.
Just tell Trip to sign us off, dude.
Yeah, sign us off,
Trip.
Trip, say
something clever.
Sign us off.
Sign us off, buddy.
Trip.
What's up?
Say something clever.
I don't know what's going on.
Tell him to give the outro.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone.
See you, Logo. Boom. 100th in the bag. Sorry I was a little late on this episode, guys, but I'm going to come out with a bonus track ASAP. The guys. The gal. Was there a gal? There were some gals, but I don't know. I wasn't in charge of the podcast. That's the whole point. We had people over to the house to watch Norm McDonald. Y'all know Norm's dead, right? But some of you might not know. He has released a special post-mortem. He's like the Tupac of comedy. So anyway, Norm's going to go to the hospital, right? And he's like, fuck, I got this hour I'm supposed to record for Netflix, but I might not come back from the hospital. You know what I mean? So in one take, he performs his hour of stand-up into his webcam, dude. Very interesting. Go watch it. Regardless, we had comedians over to the house for barbecue and the Norm special, and after the Norm special, the guys came down here, and between five microphones, they figured out their own podcast without me. And I'm gonna pump that out next, I don't know, couple days. I'll be here ASAP. I'm interested to listen to that one because I get to listen to that one like you guys listen. You know, like I wasn't there. It's gonna be an interesting regular episode. All right. That being said, today I figured since we're calling this the quote unquote 100th. I would go with a 100 song, right? Oh, by the way, if you listen, as always, just tell somebody with your mouth, you know, just like, hey, you should listen to this podcast, regular episodes. Also, if you're on an audio platform, I assume, and they have a review, hit the fucking review button, guys. Say something like, 5 stars, saw ghost, won't be back. Right? We got to get that rolling around town. Wherever you live, leave reviews on stuff. They've got to be positive reviews, guys. But nonsensical is better. Positive, nonsensical, final sentence, saw ghost, won't be back. All right, today. I'm sorry, I got tangential there. The 100 theme song, we're going to call it for the 100, is 100 Miles and Running, all right? Off his 2018 record, YSIV, no spaces, all capital. I have no idea what it means. We're going to hear this song, 100 Miles and Running, the performer, Logic, featuring Wale and John Lindahl.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Money on my mind, saw toupee. Real out of time, never Kool-Aid. Sipping on Douce, psych. Came a long way from G-Berg. Putting in work like Ferg. New York to LA, Hawaii and Japan. I'm a motherfucking man, at least I'm feeling like I am. Got the whole wide world in the palm of my hand. But don't give a goddamn, I'm Sam, I am. What that even mean? I don't know what you talking about. Why not days? Everybody got a bomb out. P.O.P., it'd be me and that be what I rhyme about. I have a rhyme, oh, you rappers on time out. Rap back where you at? Everywhere, worldwide. I know you've been waiting for this world to collide. B-O-W-B-Y-A, take your lily forlorn. But they take it back like Dr. Marty inside the DeLorean. I am no historian, but hit him and my predecessor proud.
Oh, you bitch niggas not allowed.
I put it on everything I really wanna cop out. But I did good for a dropout. Hop out the coupe, chicken heads go crazy. Kinda sound swag when the flow get lazy. What up, what good, where you at, what you been on? Anybody stepping to me, promise to get shit on. Better hop up on the train for your missing chance to get on. Hop up on the train for your missing chance to get on. Mixtape Bobby, that's the type of shit I spit on. Woo!
In the song now, everybody know that it's song now.
I'll be damn.
Get in the song now. Ah, no, no, no.
I'll be damn.
Said it's song now. Everybody know that it's song now.
I'll be damn.
Oh, get in the song now. Ah, no, no, no.
Everybody alive, everybody alive. Everybody listening to this, running alive. Come on up for the vibe, come on up for the vibe. Come on now, come on now, come on now, you gotta survive. Everybody alive, everybody alive. Everybody listening to this, running alive.
Come on up for the vibe, come on up for the vibe.
Smooth criminal mic jack, throw a subliminal, put your women in black dress. They was in Timberlands, I was rapping them night boots. Remember them nights, the mama couldn't come right back. I'm on the path right now, put the plight on the mic. If I write mine down, I cite my crowd, I was savvy out of down. Used to go to Mark Twain, Mo County, co-sign. We got many flows that any hoe will vouch for. I got many foes, cause many hoes be out for. Had the penny phones, remember those, was copper. Had so many homies talking about how you got those. I'm Phil Knight in real life, I'm real Nike. It's Flight Club in my house, they not like me. More than likely, they ain't got the heart to fight me. It's a lie, somebody seeing me needs advising. Hey! Let me let it breathe. Saint Laurent level, whoever never worry me. I'm well aware, they be welling when they talking me. They bitches in the Bella, but whenever I be on the scene, oh. Hammers in the Uber, I be limousine, oh. Mama's looking fluke, but I got that same glow. And I got that juice back around the way, though. My chain like a penguin's Pellegrino. We cold, we cold. Used to be a late force with the Kobe Pro. Eddie bought coke foams in a load of dope. Boatload of white hoes, I sold it to, nigga. I was trying to survive. Survive, I was trying to survive, yeah, yeah. I was trying to provide, I was trying to survive. I put it down every time. Got some niggas alive, I got some niggas to not. Pour a little with brown liquor, look in the sky. Been the talk of the town, nigga. Virginia and Maryland did it all for the capital. Hope you haven't forgot. Hoes let me a lot, niggas hate me a little. Anybody can hear me for real, give me their props. Hooking up with a couple models, nobody go try. Players, the motto is get your paper and make you a lot. Pulling up with the young Sinatra, I'm looking like Sammy Davis. The MGM or the Vegas to shake up the rocks. Hand stadium popping, the Palladium popping. And some 50 a place, niggas, you thinking about it. I'll be damned.
In the song now. Everybody know that it's song now.
I'll be damned.
Get in the song now. Ah, no, no,
I'll
no.
I'll be damned.
Said it's song now. Everybody know that it's song
I'll
now.
I'll be damned.
Oh, get in the song now. Ah, no, no,
everybody
no.
Everybody alive. Everybody alive. Everybody listen to this runner alive. Come on up for the vibe. Come on up for the vibe. Come on now, come on now, come on now. You gotta survive. Everybody alive. Everybody alive. Everybody listen to this runner alive.
Come on up for the vibe.
God damn it, I'm back at it. Never had a breath like an asthmatic. I done had it. Put this shit, I'm an addict. Back in Maryland, living in an attic. Flowing erratic, bringing the static. Bustin' like an automatic. I'm better than the baddest. I'm added in the maddest. My flow the fattest. Hotter than the desert in Nevada. None of the better. Fuck all the chitter and chatter. None of it matter. Pull the trigger and listen to the pain. I'm shattered cause I'm ripping and living and
striving to kill it and rip it. He calling with go when he flow, and you know he persona doing it, moving and grooving and summoning. I gotta talk it, I gotta flip it, rip it. No, 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 no. God damn it, I'm back at it. Never had a breath like an asthmatic. I done had it, but this shit I'm an addict. Back in Maryland, living in a static, flowing erratic, bringing aesthetic, buzzing like an automatic. I'm at it and I'm at it, I'm at it and it matters. My flow to fat is hotter than a desert in Nevada. None of the matter for fun and chitter and chatter. None of it matter. Put a trigger and listen for the pit of patter. Let it shatter. We're ripping and living and striving to kill it. I'm ripping. He calling, we're going, he flowing. You know he pursuing and doing it, moving and grooving and summoning. I gotta talk it, I gotta flip it, bring the motherfuckers. You know I'm ripping and living, striving to kill it. Ripper, he calling, we're going, he flow. Listen, ripping and living and striving to kill it. All right, we're gonna do this one more time. Listen, listen. I'm ripping and living and striving to kill her. The ripper, he calling, we're going, he flowing. You know he was saying it, doing it, moving and grooving and stopping it. I gotta talk it, I gotta flip it, ripping the motherfucking script. No, 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 no. This is what we're gonna do right now. I'ma test my syllable ability. You know what I'm saying? I like to call this shit my syllability. I've been sipping on this tequila right now. That's one of the last songs we recorded for this motherfucker. So I'ma really go off of y'all right now. We gonna do this shit in one breath, right? This ain't no bullshit. This ain't nah. This ain't no editing. We gonna do it like this. So y'all ready? Shoving a kill to the ribby, calling with going and flowing and he was swimming and doing and moving and grooving and stopping and rocking and talking and working and flipping and ripping. I'm a motherfucking scribbling, I'm ready to go when I buy it. Then break a roll it, then lick it, and smoke and choke on a lady. Yeah, slicing MCs like Darth Vader, decapitate a hater. The second I say hell yeah, say hell yeah, say hell yeah, say hell yeah, say hell yeah.
Strategy? There is no strategy. We have zero strategy.